The Red Sox are going to the American League Championship Series. I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think it was going to happen. I'm surprised. I was just happy with them beating the Yankees. I went crazy. And right now, maybe 20, 30 minutes ago, the Red Sox beat the Rays 3-1. The series was 3-1. They won three games. Oh, my God. You have no idea how crazy I went, how happy I am. I'm on fucking cloud nine right now. I was doing the worm. I was going insane. All this while at work, I just had it on. I had it on my Apple TV. I mean, not Apple TV. YouTube TV. That's how I watch all my shit. Anyways, I was watching it. Fucking going crazy. I was so pissed they tied it up. I was like, ah, fuck. I was like, there it goes. They're going to, where A's are coming back. They're going to win. And then they're going to go back to Tampa. Then they're going to get their asses kicked over there. I was like, oh, I can't take more of this shit. Just get it over with. And they did. Bottom of the ninth. Kike with the sack fly. Kike is fucking killing it. I mean, I think he was 1-for-4 today, but still fucking murdering the ball. He's super hot. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Right now, the Astros are up 2-1, two games to one on the White Sox. They could get it done, but who the fuck knows, really? Either team, the team that scared me the most during this playoffs were the Rays. They were the ones that I was like, fuck, they're the best team in the American League. There's no way. They got amazing pitching. They're fucking killers. And now they took care of them. And it wasn't, I mean, they fucking took care of them. I mean, they got, I'll be honest with you, yesterday's game on Sunday, they got a little lucky. I told my boys, I was like, when I say my boys, I mean my kids. The baby loves watching Luca on Disney. And there's a scene where the bully in the movie, Luca, I think his name is Ercole. I think that's his name. He's one of my favorite characters. He's really funny. But he drives a Vespa. Vespas are dope. I want a Vespa. Especially because of this movie. I wonder if that picked up. But there's a scene where Luca hits a soccer ball. And he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's a stupid little Italian kid. He hits a soccer ball. And somehow it hits his Vespa. It tips over. A little fat boy named Chicho dives. And sacrifices his body to save this Vespa. And Ercole doesn't give a shit about Chicho. He's like, nah, I'm talking to you. He's like, are you okay? And he goes, oh, I'm a little okay. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about my Vespa. Not a scratch on it. And he was just like, someone got lucky today. Who is it? And then they fucking all rat out on Luca. They all point at Luca like a little bitch. But all day I was just like, someone got lucky today. Because the Red Sox got lucky with that fucking ground rule double. It hit off of Hunter Renfroe and went over to the fucking over the fence. That was pure luck. And that stopped them from scoring more. And then after that, the Red Sox fucking, pretty much right the next at bat, the Red Sox at bat, they fucking boom. Christian Vasquez hits a fucking game winning homer on the 13th. Yeah, it was the 13th because they were like lucky number 13th inning. The Red Sox got lucky. And then today, fuck. They didn't get lucky today. They busted ass. They did it. They did fucking really good. And I just say I'm super happy, dude. Super fucking happy. Right now, the Dodgers are playing against the Giants. They're 1-1. I think Atlanta's up 2-1 on the Brewers. And yeah, that's it, man. That is it. That's all baseball talk, baby. But fuck yeah. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Let's talk NFL right after this. All right, time for some NFL talk. Thursday's game, Rams-Seahawks. Pretty sure I called the Rams winning. Falcons-Jets. The Falcons and Jets, they played in old Mary London, England, where the Queen herself was like,
Are you ready for some football? Oh, my husband.
What's his name? What was her husband's name? Charles? Or is that her son's name? Or her husband's name, Richard? Damn, I gotta look this up. Hold on. This is very important to me. Queen of England. Q-U-E-E-N.
Elizabeth?
How do you fucking... Elizabeth. There's hella Queen Elizabeths. Oh, yeah, because she was like, I ain't changing my name, bitch. Husband. Philip.
Oh, my husband, Philip. You would have loved this match between the god-awful Jets and Falcons, the two worst teams that you Yanks have, and you send over to us to watch this god-awful sport where no one even touches the football with their feet, except for one person who kicks it up through some gold poles. At least have the poles on the bottom like a regular sport.
But anyways, Falcons won. Patriots beat the Texans. Tom Brady, not with the Patriots no more. Vikings, Lions on a fucking heartbreaker for the Lions. The Lions are a good team, but they've had some tough fucking breaks. And yesterday was no different. Tough break for the Lions. Even the coach at the end was crying, dude. He was like, that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. But instead of like T.O. crying for Tony Romo, he cried for his whole fucking team. He was, that's my team. They play their asses off. That's my team. You kind of feel bad, but like I'm pulling for the Lions. They haven't won at all. And I'm just like, come on, guys. Try to get one in there. Eagles, Panthers. That's my quarterback. Eagles won 21-18. Saints versus the football team. Oh, shit. That was nasty. Last week, I threw up in my mouth, ate it. And it tasted not bad. Today, I burped, not threw up. I'm good. Saints beat the football teams. Titans beat the Jags. Jaguars suck. That's a team that I don't give a fuck about. The Jaguars could eat all of my scrum. And they didn't do nothing bad to me. They just suck. I don't like their coach. Go back. He has the audacity to be like, hey, I coached in college. I could coach in the NFL. Well, no, you can't. With the rookie quarterback who's never played in the NFL. So you gain a coach from college and a quarterback fresh out of college trying to play in the NFL. Good luck, rookie. Bucks beat the Dolphins. People were saying that this was going to be a close game. Sure wasn't. 45-17. Packers-Bengals. Packers win in overtime. Bengals, man, they're relentless. They're pretty good. Joe Burrow's a beast. Steelers beat the Broncos. Surprised by that. Bears beat... I am surprised by that. I thought he was going to win. Chargers beat the Browns. Man, the Browns are good. So, that means the Chargers are better. 47-42. Damn, if you bet the over, you made money. They made a fucking hell of fucking... Fuck, 89 points altogether. Damn, that's a lot of fucking points. How about them? They beat the Giants. The Niners lose to the Cardinals. And for Sunday night. Hey now, cause the best of you. Sunday night football for you. The Bills beat the Chiefs 38-20. What's up with the Chiefs? Chiefs are looking kind of washed up. And then today, Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. Fucking Ravens beat the Colts. Baltimore got, that's a revenge game. Those of you who don't know, the Colts used to be the Baltimore Colts. And they just fucking left. The owner was like, eh. Like, legit. As far as I don't think I was most likely either too young or not born yet. But from what I know, or from what I've heard, I've never even investigated. I probably should, but I don't want to. The Colts, overnight, like the fucking manager, the owner was just like, we're going to fucking, we're getting the fuck out of here. We're going to Indy. and they just bounced. Like they didn't fucking tell nobody. They left, and they were like, "We're going to fucking." It was like a dad who left out. You know, it's like, "I'm gonna go buy some cigarettes. I'll be back," and never came back. That's what the Colts did, and so Baltimore got revenge today, and they fucked them up during overtime. 31, 25. All right, on to week six. Already, there's already been 6 weeks of football. I'm telling you, this shit goes by fucking quick. Quick. Like, it felt like just yesterday, it was already week one. Next thing you know, it's going to be Super Bowl, Steelers versus one. Anyways, week six, Bucks versus Eagles. Bucks, it's like, fuck, Tom Brady's going to whoop on them. Dolphins, Jaguars, Dolphins. Vikings, Panthers. First of all, because fuck the Jaguars. Nothing against them. I just don't like them. Vikings, Panthers. I'm going to go Vikings. Chargers, Ravens. Chargers, because they're good. Rams, Giants. The Nye Giants are my... That's not how it goes. There's a Simpsons... There's a Simpsons episode where Apu tries to be American. Tries to be American, and he's wearing like a cowboy hat. He's wearing a Mets jersey, and he's like, the New York Mets are my team. He sounds hella stupid, and Homer's all like, why are you talking like that? Where was I? Rams over Giants. Texans versus Colts. I'm going to go Colts. The Texans just are garbage. Chiefs, Washington. Oh, man, this is going to be tough. I'm going to go Chiefs. But I wouldn't be surprised if Washington wins, because I don't know what's up with the Chiefs, but they're not playing good. Packers versus Bears. Packers. The Packers always whoop on Chicago. Are they close to each other? Wisconsin and Illinois? Yeah, they're up north somewhere. I wonder if they share the Great Lakes. I think they do share the Great Lakes. Some interesting fact about the Great Lakes. They're pretty fucking great. Bengals, Lions. Bengals. Bah, I want the Lions to win. I'm going to say Lions, even though I think the Bengals will win. If you saw a lion just out in the street and then a Bengal tiger and you're like, fuck, these dudes are about to fight, who do you think will win? They'll fucking for sure get up on their hind legs like fucking Simba style and go rah, 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 and punch each other with their fucking claws, scrape each other's faces. Rah, 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 rah. But a lion is not a hunter. A Bengal tiger, no matter what, is a hunter. Lions, the females hunt, so they don't really know to like go for the neck. So I'm gonna give this fight to the Bengal tiger, because they will go for the neck. They know where the jugular system. They know how to choke you out. And just there was another fucking burp. I think I heard that one coming out of my stomach. So yeah, I think a Bengals will win. I want a lion to win. I want the Lions to win though. Cardinals versus Poo Poo. I'm going to go Browns. How about them Cowboys? Versus Patriots. I'm going to go Patriots. I mean, I'm going to go Cowboys. They say this is the 1 year anniversary of Dax Prescott. Pinches nombres mamadas, wey. Dax Prescott fought, like his leg falling off. This is the 1 year anniversary where his leg fell off. And they're like, hey, you thinking about that? It's like, fuck, that's fucked up. Why would you ask him that? Fucking reporters are dicks. Hey, remember when your leg fell off? This is the 1 year anniversary. You thinking about it? And he's like, yeah, dude. Fuck. Shit hurt, nigga. Raiders, Broncos. I'm gonna go. Even though the Broncos just lost to the Steelers, but it's like they need that win. But still, so the Raiders lost too. And this is a rivalry game, so they're going to be in Denver. Mile High. Yeah, I'll still go Raiders. Seahawks, Steelers. Steelers, because that's my shit. That's my shit. Ooh, that's the Sunday night game, baby. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to tell my kids to kick rocks. Because they're always like, Papa, can I watch something? Can I watch something? It's because, fool, let me watch something. I never get to watch something, fool. Papa, I want to watch YouTube, fool. I want to watch HGTV, fool. Come on, Papa. I'm like, all right, dude. That's my two-year-old talking. And Monday night, Bills, Titans. Yeah, I'm going to go Bills because they're the Bills. What's going on with Chucky? John Gruden resigns. Why? Ooh, that's some news. I gotta look this up. John Gruden resigns. Gruden. Ooh, because he fucking said some shit. John Gruden resigns after homophobic and misogynistic comments. Racist and homophobic emails. What happened? What did John Gruden say that was offensive? Reportedly slur to insult Goodell. Oh, he was talking shit about the fucking commissioners. He shouldn't resign for this. And the 2017 emails recited, "Nice job, Roger." What? That doesn't make sense. I want to see the fucking emails. John Gruden, yeah, let's go. Emails. Emails. Do-do-do. Says about emails saying that he loves dick. What? That's not offensive. He can say he loves dick. Toxic work. What did the email say? Referees, profane draft pick, openly gay player. Oh, he was like, that. What's his name? Michael Sam. He was, why do we get this homo? I mean, it is what it is. He's Chucky. Racial trope, blah, 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 misogynistic. Dude, he's a old school coach. He's going to say some fucked up shit. My coach called me a faggot one time because he called me kissing his son. No, I'm just kidding. It is what it is, dude. Like, fuck. That's crazy. And he's like a Hall of Fame coach. He's big time. Damn. That's crazy. They should have kept him. Back in the day, they would have kept him and the fans would have been like, "You're a faggot." They would have fucking came after him. That's how you get him back. Let the fans come after. Let them, not the media. No, don't cancel him. Let the fans come after him and just be like, "You suck. You like penis." You know what I'm saying? That's what they'll do. Chucky likes penis. Chucky's bride's a dude. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. Dang, that's crazy. But he's stepping down. Chucky loves dudes. Bruh, so the UFC was... Remember I said I'm going to watch this shit, not this shit. Boop, boop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. So I said Mackenzie Dern might win because she's a jiu-jitsu. I was wrong about Mariana Rodriguez. She is not a jiu-jitsu, even though she is Brazilian. She's all stand-up. She got hands. This bitch got hands. And she just whooped all over Mackenzie Dern, which was interesting to see, even though I didn't see it. But still, I did see Lupita Godinez, the fight that I talked about last time. And she won, dude. First round submission, armbar. Rack almost broke this chick's arms. And she just went in there, guns ablazing. She nonstop. She applied nothing but pressure. Just throwing hands. Went in for double legs. Tackled her. Really good ground game. She just was relentless all the whole fucking round. And it wasn't until the end of the round, I think. What does it say? 4 minutes and 14 seconds. That's when she got her in an armbar and almost broke her arm off. The rest of the fights, nobody knows. Tim Elliott lost. He's the only guy that other people know. Randy Brown, nobody knows. Yeah, man. All these other guys, nobody knows. Well, what's next? Aspen Ladd is fighting Norma Dumont. No one's watching this. If that's the main event, no one's watching it because nobody knows anybody else in here. Andrew Sanchez, let me go through it real quick. Sarah Eubanks. People know Sarah Eubanks because she's a chick who was supposed to fight for the title, got fucked over. They bumped her out and put someone else who's more deserving, I guess, they thought. Luke Rockhold injured out of his fight with Sean Strickland. That sucks. Maybe they'll give him something better, but who knows. Oh, Jessica Rose Clark is fighting in a co-main. That's cool. That's October 23rd. Again, a bunch of people nobody knows. Paulo Acosta versus Marvin Vettori. Most likely winner of that gets another title shot in middleweight. I'm guessing. But after that, it's big time. Big time. August 30th. Big time. Yeah, big time. Let me see the prelims. The prelims. Some lady named Virina Diandoriga. Man, these names are tough. But anyways, her first name is V-I-R-N-A. I want you to Google this chick. Just Google UFC V-I-R-N-A. Last name, if you want, is J-A-N-D-I-R-O-B-A. Jandarabia. She looks just like fucking, what's the name, Deuce Bigelow? She looks just like that dude fucking, what's the name? Rob Schneider. Just like Rob Schneider. It's amazing. But yeah. Damn, that fucking prelim sucks. But that main card is fire. Fire. Hey, that main card is fire. Yeah, man, that's been... that was a good weekend of sports for me. The Steelers won. Red Sox won. I'm on a high today. I'm fucking pumped. I'm going to take a sip of my agua, even though it's not agua. That's good Dr. Pepper. 23 flavors, baby. What the fuck are these 23 flavors? Mostly booty hole. Did I write anything on High Thoughts? Nope, Ryan. Nope. 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 Nope, I didn't do shit for... Alright, well. My mummy's a mummy. See you guys later. This has been a little sports talk. You know, I have to do better of introducing the fucking these podcasts. Because I never say shit. I'm always like, and I just start talking about random bullshit. Or either I'll burp. I'll do that. But, and by the way, those are real burps. They're not fake burps. You see? Especially because I'm drinking fucking 23 flavors. Yeah, so I'm going to end it with saying, my name's Angel. This is a little sports talk. Today's Monday, October 11th. And I'll see you when I see you. Ahí te guacho, te la lavas. Bye.